薄いのアホ。
プリズムタワーメイクアップカードレディー。
Welcome to Shoujo and Tell, where we discuss shoujo manga and tell who's hot and who's not, talk about themes, and just generally geek out. Today is a special Valentine's Day episode, where instead of discussing a particular series, we've gathered several responses to the question, if you could ship any two characters across shoujo manga series, who would you ship, and why? First up is a response from Loyola Rankin, who was on the Meru Puri episode and will be on an upcoming episode about one-shots from Arena Tanimura. So Loyola, for this Valentine's Day special, who would you ship across series? You could ship anybody, any of your favorite characters.
If love can transcend series, I'm
pretty
sure.
Yeah, if love could transcend the universe, series, who cares, everything.
Okay, so I took this very seriously and I came up with two. And again, I'm thinking of people as people and how they can benefit one another. I picked Kensuke Yura from Girl Got Game and Takashi Mori Morizuka from High School Host Club. So Yura is a very troubled man. He's very smart. He has a photographic memory, and he gets a lot of abuse. Mori is very much a caretaker of his, I guess, best friend in the series High School Host Club. His family is actually descended to take care of the Haninozuka family. So he's very caring. He's very gentle. He doesn't say a lot of things, but he's also very strong and does a lot of martial arts, so he understands, you know, fighting spirit and all that fun stuff. And so I think that's what Yura needs. He needs someone who's very caring and very strong and can put up with his temper tantrums. And, you know, when he's going to try and burn down basically some people, he needs Mori to step in and be like, hey, don't do that, but I'll take care of you.
But in fewer words, because Mori is a strong, like, kind of silent type, right? From what I
Absolutely.
Remember. Yes.
Yeah.
I definitely don't remember Kensuke as well as I remember Mori.
Yeah. No. He's definitely not going to say as many words. You're right.
He's going to say it in, like, two words. He's going to be like, just...
It's going to be an action, and it's going to be a look, and that's all it needs.
It's going to be, like, a touch, a word, a look, and then...
That's all love needs. Really, it is. Okay, so the second one, I did two just because I'm an overachiever like that.
Because so many characters, I mean, how can you limit it to just one?
Yeah, but I picked one from the same series. So the second one I have is Momoji Shoma from Fruits Basket and Mitsukuni Honey Hanazuko from High School Host
Club. Wait, aren't they basically the same character, though? Is that why you're pairing them?
Yeah. They have the same, like, attributes that I think people find them endearing, and that's, you know, what they like, but they can understand each other on another level. I think that Honey, again, is a very sweet person, but he's also very strong and can get very angry, and I think Momoji has a lot to be angry about. But he takes it in a different way and is very sad. So I think they'll offset each other and make each other happy. I just want those two characters to be happy, and their sweetness brings joy to everybody else.
I don't feel that as much as the other one, but all right. I think that they're like too much the same character, base character archetype for me.
Well, you know, they say couples who are together for a long time begin to resemble each other, and they already got that.
They already got that. Yeah, they just skipped that step, so.
Yeah, you know, it'll be good. They'll find happiness sooner.
And we all know that Momiji needs to find happiness sooner rather than later. Every character in Fruits Basket kind of needs that.
Yeah, and he doesn't really have... I felt in Fruits Basket he didn't really have, like, a... Not necessarily happy ending, but he got to see his sister, which was pretty cool. Or his sister wanted to hang out with him. Still didn't know that they were related, but, you know, that's not enough for Momiji. He needs more. It's a step, but he needs more. And none of the female characters, no women at all, deserve happiness in other series. That's the other part I realized. I was like, okay, I couldn't think of anybody else for Yura and Momiji. I was like,
Oh, yeah, I guess these are both gay. I didn't even think about that.
In the series, they don't display, like, gay sexuality, but, you know, You never know.
You never know. I definitely feel like Mori, that makes sense.
I also tried to pick characters that weren't matched up in their own series so they could find love in a different series. That's also key to my shipment, or shipping, not shipment.
I always go shipment.
Shipment.
I always was kind of like, are Honey and Mori supposed to be a thing? Is that weird?
Yeah, but they don't explicitly say. It's kind of like almost master servant type of thing.
Yeah.
But they play it off as we're together.
Yeah. All right, so no women. Women aren't allowed to find happiness.
I couldn't think of any. I mean, I definitely saw a lot of characters. Side characters is the other thing I was looking at too, because I'm like, you all deserve happiness. I couldn't think of any. It's just honestly, off the top of my head, I was like, who would... I mean, I've actually been thinking about it for a while, and I could not think of any.
All right, that's fair. I'll accept that.
I know for sure that Yura from Girl Got Game needs somebody, because that man, he's just so traumatized. So much hurt.
That's a great contribution to this Valentine's Day special.
Thank you. Don't judge me.
Until the next time where we talk about more Girl Got Game, probably.
Yes, absolutely.
Next up, we have a response from Lara, who runs the blog Heart of Manga, and will be on an upcoming episode about the series QQ Sweeper.
Okay, so this is probably going to come across kind of funny, but I really thought about this and was having a hard time coming up with a lot of girls I want to take out of their story and ship with someone else. So it kind of came to me, like, you guys know my favorite manga is Skip Beat. So I was thinking about Shotaro from Skip Beat. Mm-hmm. He, like, doesn't have a girl, and he's, like, always trying to go after Kyoko. Yeah. So I kind of feel bad for him. I really want him to have somebody. Uh-huh. And I thought it would be really funny because Sho's, like, really whiny, and he's really, like, self-centered. And I thought it would be funny to put him with Hack from Yona, because I thought Hack would be like this like dominant person. We could pretty much figure out who would be You Can See Me in that relationship, and I think it would be really funny to watch.
Interesting. I think it's really funny because you're only the second person that I've asked this question, but the first person also only named two queer male relationships as who they would ship across. But I liked your explanation of like, I wanted to keep the girls in their own stories. Like, it's their stories, right? So I'm like, okay, I'll accept that explanation. I like it.
Well, it's hard to pull a girl out of a story, honestly, because most of them, that's the main character. So it's kind of like...
Yeah, and they, like, end up with somebody that you wanted them to end up with normally, right? I guess.
Right.
Sometimes no, but usually yes.
Usually yes.
Yeah. At least for me. I'm really struggling to come up with my own answer to this question, and I kind of want to fudge it and possibly be like, can I take a male lead out of a shonen manga and pair them yeah. with somebody from a shoujo manga? I might cheat and do that. I have to keep thinking, but that's where my direction that I'm taking.
Well, and actually when I was trying to pair him, that's kind of where I went. I was like, I could take it from a shonen. And I was like, well, she said shoujo.
Oh, you want to cheat? Do you have a shonen one that you're like, I really wanted to do that?
I didn't have one that I like thought up yet.
Okay. Should have let you do that too. Darn it.
I like sat there thinking about it for a good 20 minutes. My daughter's like, what are you doing? I'm like,
I'm like, this thinking. Is a very serious question that I have to answer. Very serious. Oh, I'm glad that you thought so hard about it. I love it. So great. And last, I got a response from Asher, who was on the Maidsama episode. We also discussed a response from a listener, and I made Asher comment on my own answers. So I have made Asher a return specifically just for this. Asher was the one who suggested this question. So Asher, what is your answer to the question of who you would ship cross-series in shoujo manga?
Right. I've got three answers, and they are all pulled from actually very vague memories of what most of these manga were about. Great. The first one, which is sort of the, like, you know, cutesy younger couple, is Susanna Ayuzawa and Tomoyo Daidoji. The first from Maidsama, and the second from Cardcaptors. And... I mean...
Justify this.
Well, they'd be cute. And Susanna has, like... There's a whole chapter about how she's actually really pretty when you dress her up. And Tomoyo loves dressing people up. Also, Sakura will never return to Moyo's love, and Susanna deserves not to have her older sister's leftovers.
Facts.
You're right. I think Susanna and Tomoyo could really balance each other's little weirdnesses. And they're both kind of weird.
They're both weird, that's true.
And I don't know, I think it'd just be very sweet. And they could actually grow as characters who care about each other in their own right and not, I am Sakura's sidekick or I am Misaki. Sorry. Blanking. I was like, Aizawa.
Who's the main character? That's
not her first name.
That's okay. You called her Kaicho, so.
I am not Kaicho's little sister. So, I don't know. I think it's sweet.
That basically is Susanna's identity, is Misaki's little sister.
Oh, it is. And Toyo's identity is Sakura's sidekick, cheerleader. Actually, I guess Shaoran's her sidekick. Tomoyo's her cheerleader.
Yeah.
Would you like to go, or should I give my second one?
Oh, I feel like you should give your more real answers.
Okay. My second one is sort of a fire and ice or fire and water deal. And it is Umi Ryuzaki from Magic Knight Ray Earth and Rei Hino from Sailor Moon. So Umi is the water type of Magic Knight Ray Earth because, you know, everything is Pokemon.
Okay, and that's not true, but sure.
Everything is Pokemon. And she starts out very spoiled. She's got that stereotypical rich girl thing going on. Stereotypical beautiful rich girl thing. But she matures a lot over the course. And they all do. All three of the girls mature a lot over the course of Ray Earth. And honestly, she has a very fiery personality. But, she is and that probably comes from the dragon part of her name, because you can't be a proper magical girl without a significant name, you know?
Oh, I thought you were going to say without a dragon. I was like, oh, really?
Oh, well, I mean, you probably can. Dragons are typically more associated with dudes, which is sort of unfortunate, because dragons are awesome. And then the other half of this pairing is Rei Hino, who is Sailor Mars. Which you might have figured out, given that her last name means of fire. Rei, and I know this is a shoujo manga podcast, but my, like, prime familiarity with Sailor Moon is with the 92 anime. So Rei, of course, in the 92 anime, has a fiery personality, but she's also known to be very refined and wise and also beautiful. Because they're all beautiful.
Of course.
Of course, she has this spiritual element that I think would balance out Umi's tendency to be a little shallow sometimes, and they would look absolutely stunning together. just saying.
In that, like, 1992 drawing way.
14-year-old girl way, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Where they're 90% leg.
Girls.
All straight flowing hair down past their butts.
Yep.
Ridiculous. They'd be gorgeous. And I didn't say as much about Rei because I figure more people know Sailor Moon.
Yeah. Even I know more about
Rei. Also, Rei deserves... I mean, Chad's like a decent... Like, his heart's in the right place, but Rei can do better.
Rei deserves better.
Umi also has... either one or two boyfriends, depending on how you ship in Ray Earth. They're both good. One of them is like 700 years old, and I'm not super on board with that one, but, you know.
Great.
All right, number three. Number three are coming from two series that I really don't remember very well. So this should be great.
Okay.
The first is Moroko Yui from Full Moon no Sagashite. Which is... it's I have regrets. I have regrets about this series. It's about this 12-year-old girl who all she wants is to sing and be an idol, and she's 12. But she has incurable throat cancer, and she's 12. So these Shinigami come, and she can see them, and they're like, well, that's weird. And then the guy, the guy Shinigami, is like, well, do you have a wish we can fulfill before you croak? And she's like, I want to sing. And so he uses his Shinigami magic to turn her into a 16-year-old gorgeous idol. And then she sings, even though she has throat cancer. Boruko is the other Shinigami. She's a bunny rabbit.
Yeah. And she does not like this. Isn't the point that she, like, doesn't like what they start doing? Like, she's, like, the antagonist to the dude, but begrudgingly goes along with it.
Jesse and James in that, like, she can't not go along with it. But, yeah, she wasn't incredibly on board. She, like, she's mostly supportive. She has her moments. But her deal is that she's sort of... She's not the stereotype... Who's the mangaka?
Arena Tanimura.
Right. So there's always this, like, rival girl who is unnecessarily rude and mean and ridiculous and insecure. That's not Morocco. There's another character filling that role.
What a setup.
Morocco is more of the big sister type, but she has reservations about this ridiculous thing that's happening. Not least of which her partner is falling in love with a 12-year-old girl because this is shoujo manga.
Shoujo manga!
Shoujo manga! Everybody has throat cancer. Everybody has throat cancer and is pining over bad boys they shouldn't have.
Yep.
So is Morocco. Yep. So thinking of her, I was just like, she definitely needs someone else.
Yep.
So I decided to pair her with someone else who definitely needs a better love interest in her life, Yui Hongo from Fushigi Yugi.
Ooh.
I remember
whoa.
So little of Fushigi Yugi, but I remember that Yui's story was super messed up.
Yeah.
And both of them have Yui in their names, and that's why I'm going to
show
them.
And so they're faded together. Wow.
Also, like, a goddess and a Shinigami, like, that's cool.
I suppose
so. She's a priestess.
Yeah, she's a priestess. Let's be clear here.
Whatever. Same difference.
Okay. Wow.
Is this a good match? Is my faulty memory providing interesting...
I love it, but also I'm like, wow. Irene's like, can you handle that? Oh, I feel like anything in Fushigi Yugi is... oof.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in there. I almost paired Morocco up with Noriko.
Oh.
But then I decided, like, no, there's someone else who deserves Morocco more.
I mean, I do feel like Noriko deserves something.
Very true. That is very, very true.
Probably not to die first.
Interesting meet cute between Noriko and Morocco, since she's a Shinigami.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I'm more sold on this.
Is that better than Yui?
I'm more sold on it. I didn't say it was better. I
like it better.
Yes. There's a difference.
Okay. Hey, listeners, if you want more weird and crazy pairings, send me two series and I'll tell you what I'd ship.
Yeah, Asher's really great at this.
I am.
Now you have to suffer with how I'm not really great at this. I'm really bad.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Don't be that. It's not even like... All right, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. I'm cheating.
Just go for it. Don't second guess yourself.
Don't know. I'm cheating, though.
Just follow your heart.
And I'm taking characters from Nisekoi, which is hashtag not a shoujo manga. But, you know, it's a romantic comedy, so it's shoujo manga adjacent, that's how I feel. My true feelings. And I'm just going to take three characters from that.
I probably won't even know these characters.
You probably don't know the Nisekoi characters, but you...
Oh, I know the other characters?
You know all the other things. So I would pair... Because I also was like, I don't want like this Hinata-Suzuna thing. But I'm taking Hinata, pairing him with a girl from Nisekoi. Chitoge, who I believe... I have not finished Nisekoi. I'm on volume like 17. But I'm pretty sure I know that Chitoge ends up with the main dude. I think that's a fact. And I'm like, I wanted that to happen, but also like... I don't feel like Nisekoi, because it goes on for so long and clearly just has to keep making up silly stories, I'm not sure that you're ever quite sold on any of them being with the main guy and then, because it's like five different girls or more, like chasing after one main dude named Ichijo. And so I like Chitoge, I like Ichijo. I'm not sure that I'm sold on them being, like, a romantic couple, like, but, so I want Chitoge to be with Hinata, and I think Chitoge has a lot of, is, like, a fiery personality like Misaki is. They have very different, social statuses, because Chitoge is kind of, like, rich.
Is she the daughter of the Yakuza group?
Yes, she's the daughter of the Yakuza
group. Okay, I do know that one.
Okay, see, there you go.
I read the first volume.
Oh, great. So you know Chitoge and yes. Onodera.
And that other
there.
Girl.
Yeah, Onodera. They're the two main ones, let's be real here. Like, they're there from the start.
Yes.
So I feel like, you know, Chitoge has the personality that Hinata is apparently attracted to. And yeah, I just don't want Hinata to be with Susanna. I feel like they deserve better. Everybody deserves
they both
better
do.
Than that. Yes.
They both do. Right. Okay. Hinata and Susanna have like a really cute dynamic. But I don't want them to be together romantically.
Yeah. Like they should just be good friends.
Yeah. Anyway.
And so I feel like Chitoge and Hinata would initially butt heads in the same way that, you know, in Hinata's introduction, him and Misaki kind of do. And I mean, that's basically Ichijo and Chitoge's dynamic for most of it, too, is them just being like, I hate you, but also I secretly love you sort of deal.
Hmm.
I feel like they could pull it off. I told you I was bad at this. I'm just making stuff up.
No. I'm thinking about it now. They have Hinata and Chitoge also have very different social statuses. And I that would be really fascinating to play out, like, or to watch play out.
Yeah.
Especially if Hinata ended up, like, wrapped up in this, like, Yakuza world.
I know! I really was trying to play up with the, like, Yakuza part of Chitoge and Ichijo, but I was like, I'm just really failing. Okay, so I don't necessarily think that Ichijo should end up with any specific girl out of Ouran High School Host Club, but I think that Ichijo should be a host in the Ouran High School Host Club.
I like this!
Because, you know, his main shtick is that he has a harem in his own anime. So I'm like, all right, but go have a ridiculous harem with a ridiculous bunch of boys. Like, I want to see Ichijo in that situation. And then I like to think that he would be, you know, in the same way that all of them are into Haruhi. Because she's the one girl who, like, doesn't care about their dumb high school host club shenanigans.
Right.
I like to think that he'd also be into her for that reason.
I had to go look him up to remember what he looks like. He'd do great.
He has that dumb, like, cross thing in his hair, yeah.
Yes. No, he's, like, he's cute.
He's a cute boy.
He'd sort of fill the same niche I think that Haruhi fills.
Right? Like, he's a cute, generic, just nice boy. Like, that's that's his whole
thing. And, like, there's, like, a hint of something different about him. I think it's the cross in his hair.
Yes. And, I mean, he's Yakuza, so...
Right. Right, and that's cool. Like, that's a thing that's already there in Ouran.
Yeah, so I think he'd do great.
I think he'd be great with Haruhi, actually.
I was
making my list, I was like, oh, I want to pair Haruhi with someone who isn't Tamaki.
I know!
Yeah.
Because I like Tamaki, and I like Haruhi as people. I don't think that they go together as a couple at all. Never was fully sold on that.
I agree with that. I don't like Haruhi with any of the host club
I know,
guys.
Right? So let's just throw Ichijo in there, and then I think that's
I think that could
be good.
I like, although there would be some friction because she wants to be a lawyer and he's Yakuza.
It would be great. Opposites attract.
Yes, and I think Haruhi's dedicated enough to being a lawyer that Ichijo's gonna be the one that has to change, and that's a dangerous prospect.
Well, like, but Ichijo doesn't want to be Yakuza. Like, his whole they all
can't.
Call him boss, and he's like, please stop.
Can't. It's a family business.
Look, they're star-crossed. They're star-crossed lovers. That's my...
Maybe she'll save him. She'll help him fake his death.
Yeah.
I like it,
yeah. Now I'm more sold on it than I was before. Great.
I have effect on ships.
Yep. Asher's great at this. And then my last one was taking Onodera, who in Nisekoi is sort of the generic, everybody loves her cute girl. And I guess her one really big shtick is that her family runs a confectionery.
Oh,
but she
boy.
Is very bad at baking. She's very good at making things look cute. Her baking is atrocious. That's her like one real shtick. I just want since she is the generic everybody loves her girl, and Fushigi Yugi also has the sort of, you know, seven dudes chase after one kind of bland girl, except in Genbu Kaiden, that girl, Takiko is a best girl. Let's be clear here. I want to make Onodera the priestess.
Ooh.
Just in FY.
Of which
I guess original FY, because there's so much more.
No. I mean, which god?
Oh, which god? I guess Suzaku. I don't know.
All right. You're giving her a pretty good mix of dudes.
Yeah. That has the greatest mix of, you know, original dudes. Original FY dudes. And, I don't know. They all chase after Miyaka, and I'm like, I don't like Miyaka, though. Like, yeah.
Miyaka's okay.
Is she, though? Ugh, okay.
I mean, I haven't touched Fushigi Yugi in at least 10 years, but, like, I don't know. She had personality traits.
Yeah, she had a personality. Sure.
But it's not one that you are attracted to.
No, absolutely not. I see. 100%.
Right. See, I would rather have like a protagonist with a personality that I am not attracted to, but still like with a personality, than a collection of cutesy tropes is my deal.
That's fair.
Like, I'm sure Onodera has like stuff, but from what I remember of her,
no, she does. She definitely does not.
Well, then that's unfortunate. And I would not like her.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, like, everybody thinks...
I would feel bad for
her. See, Onodera in Nisekoi fandom, I'm pretty sure, is the favorited girl. And I'm like, no, y'all are wrong.
And that surprises me. That surprises me in an American fandom.
It's based off of Japanese fandom, I guess, more. But I think that's why... None of them, it's like you're not sold on any of them being with Ichijo in the end, because I think it's just that at the very end, Chitoge became the most popular. So he's like, okay, well, I guess he has to end up with the most popular one.
Is that how it works?
I think that, yeah, that's.
See, I had the vibe that he would end up with Chitoge from the beginning, always.
Well, yeah, sure. It also just always felt fated that way, because it was like, first, she's your first. And they're the one in the fake relationship, so...
You know what I think you were going to say you were going to pair Onodera with?
Who? I'm so curious.
Someone
from Fruits Basket. I think I did think about that.
What if she was the Toru?
That's true. I almost feel like she has a more... Somehow she does have a more dominating personality than Toru.
That's because Mold has a more dominating personality than Toru.
Hey, it's true.
Okay. Like, am I wrong? Look, like, I wanted to like Fruits Basket, I really did, and I just cannot with Toru.
Asher having controversial opinions on this Shoujo Manga podcast doesn't like Fruits Basket.
I like aspects. I read all of Fruits Basket. All right. And, like, I think, especially as I get older and get more uncomfortable with certain types of storylines, like, I'm just, like, not into it. I do like Kyo.
Yes. That's because Kyo is the best. Yes. Objective facts. Spoiler and alert, if this has not come up in this podcast yet, I really like anybody who, in an anime adaptation or, you know, just canonically has orange hair. That's pretty... If they have orange hair, I'm like, I'm down. Your best character.
Is Tosuke your favorite?
Tosuke was my favorite, yeah. At least
that does not surprise
up.
Me.
Yep.
Not surprise me.
But yeah, I just... Yeah, okay. I mean, I could accept putting Onodera in Fruits Basket, yeah. Any situation in which there are many men fighting over one girl... Like, that's the situation Onodera deserves.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I think she would do better in Fruits Basket than in Nisekoi.
Yes. True facts.
I'm not going to fight about Fushigi Yugi.
Okay.
If you think nobody does well in Fushigi Yugi.
Yeah, no, nothing ends well for anybody. Anyway. So I do have one response from this on Twitter that I shall now read and we shall discuss.
Okay. I can read it okay. if you want me to.
I like when Ash reads things. Asher has a better voice.
So Aves, or @fem/fatale, when answering the question about if you could ship any two characters across shoujo manga, who would you ship? She says, Kyoko Mogami and Misaki Ayuzawa. They're both super fiery, passionate, badass high schoolers who have denounced romance slash men. I think they would make a really interesting pair.
Okay, so Asher said he didn't know who Kyoko is because he's bad. He doesn't know Skip Beat. Terrible person.
You just told me it's 40 volumes long.
It is 40. You can watch the anime. It's 26 episodes. Anyway, so I have not read Skip Beat. I have watched the anime, and I can agree, even though I do really like Misaki and Usui in their own manga, I can agree that I believe that Misaki probably should have been queer, and she could totally
what do you
be.
Should have been. Should have been. I'm pretty sure she was.
I'm just pretty sure she straight up was, and she just wouldn't admit it. She went all heteronormative on us.
She could be bisexual.
No, that's true. She could be bisexual. Fine. I'll accept that. So, okay. Misaki deserves to be with girls, though, because Misaki definitely hates men.
For sure.
Kyoko definitely also. What I like about Skip Beat is more the female friendships and stuff. Like, I don't think the romance is really a compelling thing for me. So, yes, Kyoko also deserves to be. I ship it. I agree.
I think that Usui and Misaki should have taken, like, a break in between the end and the epilogue.
Yeah.
And during that time, they both should have tried dating other people. This is like,
yeah.
You should try. Options.
Yeah, I agree. And then it should have been Kyoko, and then Misaki should have been like, you know what, Usui? I like this better.
I don't think Usui would have taken that.
Yeah, Usui's not going to take that lying down, but you know.
But then maybe Usui could find... No, there's nobody better.
There's nobody better than Misaki. How dare you say that?
He should experiment too, is all I'm saying. You know who you should go with?
Who?
Yukimura, obviously.
Oh, of course!
Duh.
Alright, so this has been fun. This has been real. Tell us how much you... We should do this more often, yeah.
We should do one for White Day.
No, I do want to do a White Day special, but it has to be different.
What should we do for White Day?
Yeah. You tell me what we should do for White Day.
Why don't you ask your listeners what we should do for
okay.
White Day?
Yeah, I'm going to keep this bit in here. Listeners, what should we do for White Day? What ridiculous things do you want us to do for White Day?
For those of you who don't know what White Day is, I mean, I don't know if there are many of you if you're listening to a shoujo manga podcast, but White Day is when guys return the Valentine's Day gifts they have received threefold. And traditionally, it's like you handed them a white ribbon or something. Just like it's traditional in Valentine's to hand out chocolate.
Thanks for listening to Shoujo and Tell. Comments, questions, constructive criticism, concerns. Tell us your people that you would ship cross series. Tell us what we should be doing for White Day. Email those things to shoujoandtell@gmail.com or leave a comment on shoujoandtell.com/Valentine's Day. We're at Shoujo and Tell on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This is a new-ish podcast, so it'd be great if you could leave a review on iTunes. This will help the podcast reach more hearts, or at least ears. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next time for our regular format, about the key to the kingdom. It's perfect for the Vision of Escafalone fans like myself. So stay tuned for that. Bye!